This is Scott Becker on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Liz Hudson. Liz is the founder of a really successful consulting business to private equity. We're going to talk to her today about sort of leadership and founding a business. Just some quick thoughts. Liz, if you were to give advice to somebody who's founding a business, give us two or three pieces of advice you'd give to somebody who's looking at starting a business.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, I have three thoughts on this that I've been thinking about. The first one is, I think as we start a business, as we start something new like this, first thing is you've got to have a go all in kind of a mindset. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can't really just sort of dabble and hope if you just put half of yourself into it that it's going to turn into something. You know, I talk to my team, I talk to my family, my friends about the idea that we just have but one life to live, right? So why not put yourself all into what's the worst that happens? You know, so when I first started all this, I wasn't sure what this was going to turn into, but I thought, why not? Why not give it a shot? I'm kind of excited about this idea. Let's see what happens. You know, I think it's appropriate to put some safety nets in place, you know, to make sure that, you know, you don't, you know, completely fall on your face and have nothing at the end of it. However, I think that go all in mindset's important. When I talk about safety nets, by the way, you know, I left a great corporate job and took a little bit of time off. But in doing that, my husband was still working at a great full-time job with benefits and all that. So when I took that break and said, I'm going to try this consulting thing, it felt a little bit comfortable to do that. And but you know, again, I had the flexibility to do everything that I wanted to do with that. And then some years later, he actually left his corporate job, great job, and joined the EGH team as well. So we kind of took it in bite-sized chunks, but we definitely had that all-in mindset. That's the first thing.
But it's very important, Doug. Somebody the other day, a friend of mine who has just done fabulously well economically, is starting a new business, and he said, the challenge is I can't dabble in it. I've got to go 100% in if I want this to be successful. So now I'm having to cut back on other parts of my life that I was enjoying while in sort of semi-quasi-retirement after I had made a fortune doing some other businesses. So this concept of all in and can't dabble seems to be so true as you really start something, and I hear it over and over again. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. And I, again, I see it all the time. I see folks that try to do just a little bit, and they're like, "Well, it's not successful. You didn't throw yourself into it," and that's why. So yeah, that's definitely the first thing. The second one is, I think of this as Rome wasn't built in a day, right? There's that phrase. I think it's important to be patient with the progress. I have folks that approach me now, coming at 10 years into the consulting being born, and they look at what we've done here, and they're like, "Wow, it's so successful!" And you know, I couldn't possibly do that. And you know, how am I going to make? You know, it didn't turn out this way, and it's not as, you know, as great as yours. And you got to remember, back in 2011, you know, we just started off. It was just me. I was working, you know, a handful of hours per week, you know, one to two clients. And it's many years later, you know, hard work, brick by brick, really taking a lot of time, that it became what it is. So just being patient with, you know, it's not going to be an overnight success, or it's not often an overnight success. But I think it's just being patient and making sure that we're laying a really strong foundation and being patient with that progress.
No, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, it takes time, and there's also lots of changes and pivots often until you really figure it out and so forth. But this concept of it takes time is right on. Let me let you lead with the third out, Liz.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The third one is, I'll say, tell it from the mountaintops. So I think as you're doing something new, you're starting a new business, whether it be consulting, a products business, a service business, you know, a firm, whatever it might be, I think it's so important to just tell everybody about what you're doing. First and foremost, I think it's important to have mentors and coaches in your life that speak into what you're doing. And they're going to have great, wise advice for you, because they're for you, right? They want to see you succeed, and they want to give you stuff that's going to help you get better. They're going to adjust some of the things that are not working so well. So, you know, and they're the ones that are also going to help spur on some new ideas. So that's definitely the first group you want to be talking to. But then I'd say, share it with anyone, everyone you know, as well, because they too may have some ideas that can grow into something else. They're also probably going to have some objections, some of which we can learn from, and you know, they might be naysayers, and you know, you take and turn that into you know, something that says, in spite of what they said, I'm gonna do well in spite of that, right? And some of that you're just going to ignore. But again, it's good to have that. But thirdly, I think, you know, they'll give ideas that can grow, that can give some objections, but they're also going to be intrigued by what you're doing. A lot of them will be. And if that's the case, they start to share on your behalf. So they start to tell one person, that person tells another person, all of a sudden you're getting, you know, advertising for your business just by, you know, being who you are and telling them what you're all about.
So there's many things you said there that I just love. I'm going to summarize all of your points, at least the three main points, and a couple here that I just absolutely love. So the first concept is go all in 100%. Second is it takes time and be somewhat patient. Realize it's not going to be built in the night. It's not usually overnight successes. The third is shout it out from the mountaintops. Don't be bashful. And there are a couple of things there as well. It's not just the information you glean from any from people, but this concept of let the naysayers motivate you. I absolutely love that. Anyone who's been successful at anything has gone through that early period of time where, meaning purposely or not, people have sort of been naysayers. And this concept, I remember my original publication venture, media venture, that turned into a really successful company, one of my friends early on saying about one of my mailing list letters, oh, I use that for toilet paper. And so forth. But everybody has their naysayers, and you have to let those naysayers motivate you. One of the best lines I ever heard was this concept of, you're not really having any success until you get punched in the nose. And I think that concept of letting the naysayers motivate you, seeing those punches, seeing those shots as success, that you're starting to make an impact, are so, so important. Liz, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us today on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Just terrific advice. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. So fun to talk with you.